as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
My name is JFDR, and the song is called My Work.
This week on the Sessions at Midori House, we're joined by Iceland's best and busiest new musician, JFDR. Still in her early 20s, the singer is a member of several bands, including Gangli, Samaris, and Pascal Pinnon. JFDR is her new solo project, which came about while she was working with musician friends in the US. Name-checked as a current inspiration by her home country's biggest star, Bjork, and with an upcoming tour with Floating Point in the bag, JFDR's future looks bright as she releases her debut album, Brazil. Here is JFDR.
I stare into nothing, I for the innocent I once think I have. A lack of sins for fear that grows as I grow older. I've carried these thoughts and I drown them in work and I want myself.
Frida, or JFDR, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House. Thanks for playing for us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've got so many different musical things going on. let's go through how you ended up at JFDR.
I never really thought about it very much. One thing sort of started the next thing and like the next thing and next thing and next thing. And then suddenly I found myself doing JFDR. It was not to say I was pushed into doing it, but I was kind of pushed into doing it. It was my friend Shahzad Ismaili, who's an incredible producer, and he asked me to record with him for one night. And we started doing this together every now and then, and eventually we just knew that this had to happen, that I had to do a solo thing, and that what we were doing was really special and really important for both of us. And that's kind of how it began.
Apart from JFDR, you've also got groups like Gangli and Samaris, amongst others. How do you allocate time to all these different things that you've got going on?
The way it works is usually things are kind of planned with a long time in advance. And the more time in advance, the easier it is to kind of say yes and no to certain things. And I try more and more these days to sort of, allocate time to one thing at a time, rather than try and do everything. Sometimes that's just not even possible.
So it's not a problem with not being able to say no?
Of course it's a problem. I hate saying no. I love saying yes. But I'm practicing. I'm learning.
What's your songwriting process like?
It's different every time, and it keeps changing, which is also really interesting. I sometimes have an absolute need to write something or to get it down into words or into music. I put a lot of meaning and time into the words. At an earlier stage, I always wanted to be a writer or a poet, and I didn't even think that music was an option, that that was a career path that I could choose, until my dad, who's a musician, was taking me and my sister to gigs. And then those two merged really well together, writing poetry and words, and then also writing music and performing it. The songwriting process at that earlier stage was just like, I wanted to find a way to express my thoughts and feelings and those all those cliche, typical, lovely things. And music was the best way for me to do that. It's just sitting down with an instrument or having something on your mind or something that you want to get out, or even just putting little blocks together one by one. Maybe you have chords and maybe you have a melody, maybe you have words. There is no one thing, I think, that works for me all the time. It's just whatever feels right.
This song is called Anything Goes.
Your dad was an avant-garde composer, that's right. What did he have you listening to when you were younger? Did any of that play into your influences now?
He's a big influence in my life, but in a kind of subtle way. He would never say, like, you should listen to this, or you have to do this, or this is rubbish. He can be quite critical of everything, and especially music. I think he allows himself to be that because he knows endlessly, knows so much about those things, and there seems to be no ending for his wisdom. But at the same time, he wouldn't impose it on me and my sister or my other sisters. It was more when we're in conversation, he would say something about a certain group or kind of music. You take it in and you sort of process it whether you want to or not. And I think it's definitely had a subconscious effect on me.
And I know that you've travelled around quite a lot. Where do you like to write music?
I like writing music when I'm not supposed to be doing exactly that, when it's the absolute last thing I should be doing. I guess it's also called procrastinating.
Well, speaking of places, your new album's called Brazil. Why did you choose that place as the title?
Brazil means for me a sort of faraway land, a place that I've never been to, and a place that I've never really given much thought to. And when I was making this album, I was constantly going away, and I didn't really know where I was going. I was just going and going and going. And kind of driving myself a little bit crazy, but also finding a lot of beauty and a lot of inspiration in that whole process. So Brazil is this ironic word, place that I don't know very well. It's very different from Iceland, and also happens to be the same title as the film Brazil, which has very little to do with Brazil, the country. That's kind of the perfect name for it, and it just sounds really good.
Going back to Iceland, it's a country with such a small population, but so much good music seems to come out of it.
Mm.
What do you think it is about that country that spawns so much musical talent?
It's a very healthy community for making music. There doesn't seem to be a lot of competition, and people are not afraid of helping each other out, and they come to each other's gigs. They just embrace diversity, and there isn't a sense of this competition because there isn't that much money to be made. And perhaps this is changing now because there's more export going on, and we have our music export office, which is just exporting music and supporting musicians getting known abroad, and it's all really well and good. But it used to be for so long, like, there wasn't even, the goal was never like to make money or become famous, and it's frowned upon in a way to be bragging about doing those things. It's a big deal to be signed, and it's a big deal to be going on the road, and it's a big deal to be playing in a rock band, and, you know, and 10 people want to listen to you. It's like people make that whole thing seem bigger in conversation, and Iceland has such a beautiful take on that, where that those things just don't matter. The more humble you are about it, the better, I feel like. And that's how I've been kind of raised, to think about music and the work I do. It's just a privilege to be able to go out of Iceland and play it for anyone else than your grandmother and her sister. Like, you know, that's the way it would be. Having that kind of attitude, I think, makes for people to be more free to experiment, and for people to be more free to do things together, and for people to do things that are good.
I think it's a really refreshing approach, and maybe why you've ended up in so many different musical outfits as well. And speaking of that, are there any projects that you would like to do that you haven't done yet?
I still am waiting for a moment to do an ambient album, which is going to be like the dreamiest, loveliest, most sad thing in the world, with a lot of distortion and lots of lo-fi sounds. One day I'm going to do that.
This song is called White Sun. The sun is white and steady, bright in the land of thunder and ice and ardent steel. See, but
Been listening to the Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was JFDR, and her album Brazil is out now on White Sun Records. She's playing dates across Europe and in America. Check them out at jfdrcurrent.com. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnel. Join us again at the same time next week for music by Jeb Loy Nichols. But for now, thanks for tuning in.
We've carried for so long.